Welcome to Gay Geek Bizarre Show, episode 62, and it's a Wednesday, August 30th, 2017. I am Nard.
And this is Ray.
Welcome, everyone. This is the show. We talk about gay topics, geek stories, and bizarre news. And
this week, we're talking about a hurricane.
Yeah, a hurricane right now. Ray and I are in the Houston area, and we did not get flooded, thank God. Both of us are safe. And our homes did not get any water. Did you lose internet or power at all?
It bleeped on and off a couple of times.
Oh, okay.
I lost the TV reception because we got satellite, and when it started raining hard, we'd lose reception. So.
Oh, that kind. Okay. I had I never had power failure or anything. So there was a time when it would fluctuate, but my UPS would kick in, so. Everything, even the internet went fine. So
I think the most Sunday it went down for like 5 minutes and then it was back up. So,
Yeah, we're pretty lucky. I have friends, coworkers who actually were submerged. And it's really sad. You know, what happened to Houston because of Hurricane Harvey, it's really awful. And it's like one of those one in 800, you know, 800 year storm that happens once in 800 years, and this is pretty much is predicted the one.
Yeah, but just remember, we had the 100-year storm just 8 years ago, so let's not forget that.
I know, right? But that 800-year thing is really just for preparations. They call it 800 years just for infrastructure to be prepared. Like our areas are pretty much predicted to be 500-year or 800-year. Ready that if a storm happens, it's pretty ready for that. But unfortunately, many places right now, we have common friends right now who are lost their home, and it's really sad. And we should do all those listening, go to Red Cross and donate on Red Cross. And right now, there's also on the radio. You can forgot the station, but I was listening to the radio. You can text message and you can send $10 by texting, and you can also volunteer. Have you ever thought of volunteering, Ray? You're very good at that.
Well, I'm back at work, so there'll be no volunteering for me.
You can't do that right now.
Yeah, Ray, we started back to work today, so.
Oh, good for you. Well, for me, we're not yet back to work. People are still, you know, distraught, and we're not yet open. So I'm getting cabin fever myself, and I just had to get out. I had to get out and see people. I've been cooped up for 4 or 5 days, and I had to go to the stores. You did some shopping too, right?
Yeah, Monday when it broke a little bit and it wasn't raining that bad, drove down. Well, Sunday it stopped raining for a while. And I was like, let's get out of the house and go walk around and see how bad the neighborhood is. And we walked down to work in the Kroger down there and came back. And everything was fine. You know, just you could tell where the wind blowed the trees, some limbs and stuff off the trees and everything. But then the store wasn't open Sunday. And then Monday, I called up there. I said, hey, are y'all open? She said, yes. So I went up there and I posted a picture, I think, on Facebook of me standing in line. They were letting in like 5 or 6 people at a time. There's 5 or 6 people left because they were really short staffed, so they didn't want it to go get crazy in there. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Yeah. So it's good. And it was good because I was able to get some more stuff to make it through the rest of the week until they can get the shelf stock back up, because that's the hardest thing the last couple of days is getting trucks into the stores and stuff because major freeways are shut down. And the freeways aren't shut down. The feeder roads are shut down around them. So you can't
definitely
get trucks through them. So, so it's been a logistics nightmare.
And the lines at HEB and Kroger are really long.
Yeah.
You have to be there like an hour and a half early so you could get in. They only let people 10 people at a time. And they open from 9 a.m. and close at 4 p.m. And I got lucky today. I got to do some shopping at HEB I couldn't even get to shop at Target. So, I'll probably try again tomorrow. I don't really need anything much. It's just that I want to get some some toiletries and cleaners because of you know, we have friends who probably need cleaners, and there's some churches who need baby wipes and sanitary adult diapers. I had to get adult diapers, so it's really sad that people had to go through that. And I went to to all listening there, please donate, please help out the victims of Harvey, and it's really horrible. I mean, we had to stay in our houses for a couple of days. I feel anxious for days. I feel so helpless because I felt so helpless because I couldn't do anything. I couldn't help my friends.
I know you couldn't go do anything because you couldn't get anywhere.
Yeah, can't get anywhere.
I mean, unless you had like a boat or like a jacked up truck, you could not get in pretty much anywhere up until starting yesterday. You could get some places. And now, and there's still roads that are flooding over now because of all the control releasing they're having to do to keep the dams from breaking. So.
Mm-hmm. And I had to talk to some constables today, and I asked, can I go to Kingwood? Is it possible? They said, no, there's no way. 59 and Loop 4 and 4 and Westlake Houston, they're all closed right now.
Yeah, there's whole sections of the freeways closed in Houston, so still.
Hopefully tomorrow it will be open. Yeah. Anyway, so that's the sad thing about, you know, hurricanes. This is the first time, this is the worst I've ever experienced something. I mean, it did not affect me directly, but it affected lots of our friends directly. So
it was kind of odd. Well, Ike was a direct hit for Houston. Ike directly hit Houston. We just got the nasty end of the storm here with all the rain. But Ike, I sat there for 3 weeks without power and lived off a generator and sweated it out. But this time, you know, I was blessed because the lights blinked and I lost TV signal every now and then. So I was really blessed.
You have more power.
I feel very bad because all those people out there that lost everything.
Yeah.
And they still don't know, and they still can't get back into their neighborhoods to see how much they got, how bad it was. Some people just left their homes because the water was rising so fast. They were scared if they stayed, they wouldn't be able to get out, and it'd get too high, and they'd be stuck in their homes drowning. So,
yeah. Jeez,
And it's not just affecting Houston. As the storm's moving east, it's now Beaumont, Orange County, all flooded out. You can't even get on I-10 is shut down between Louisiana and Texas because the river's overflooding. Yeah. We got friends that are stranded sitting in Beaumont that can't go anywhere because they can't get across the water.
Mm-hmm. And so, for those people who are going to Sudden Decadence from Houston, I guess you can't go anymore if you're driving because, you know, the roads are closed. And I had to cancel my flight tomorrow, Thursday. I'm supposed to fly Thursday, and they canceled my flight, so I had to, you know, I had to call them up that I had to cancel it. So, no way I can go.
I keep seeing all these people posting about going to Southern Decadence, and I'm like, how y'all gonna get there?
Yeah, but then you realize they're from another city.
I've seen a lot of Austin people posting. I'm like, how you gonna get to New Orleans?
Oh yeah, Austin people cannot even go because you have to go through I-10. There's no way. Yeah. So anyway, guys, volunteer, please.
And the storm's heading that way somewhat. So New Orleans is getting a bunch of rain too, Mike said. Didn't they close the school now?
Yeah, they did. They did did some closing. And then it should be clear in a couple of days, but it's still a tropical storm at that point. It's just going to be some street flooding. Yeah. And it's not going to affect the corridor where, you know, everything happens.
Yeah.
So I feel bad I'm not going to get to Sudden Decadence again. Is this, how many times have we postponed Sudden Decadence because of a storm?
Well, how many times have we gone to Southern Decadence and had to turn around and leave because of a storm?
Oh, yeah. That happened to us once when we
were down there, and they're like, oh, y'all got to get out. The storm's coming this way.
Yeah. And remember when we were doing Bear Podcast on the Omni? We were up there.
Yeah.
And then, was that Gustav? Was it Rita? What was it?
I can't remember which one it was. I think it was Gustav.
Yeah, so we had to leave there, evacuate, and go drive for 10 hours.
Were we there? Drove for 10 hours.
No.
Did we go to... No. We weren't there for Katrina, were we?
No, we were not there.
I know there's one that we were going down, and they were saying, oh, it's going to miss New Orleans, and then we got down there, and the next day, they're like, get out. Everybody get out.
Yeah, everybody like get in the city.
Hotels were kicking people out, so like, get out.
Yeah.
And we had turned around, and I know we sat 10 hours... trying to get back to Houston, which is usually a 6-hour drive because everything was so bad from the evacuation. Mm-hmm. And for all the people that are being all negative on social media and stuff about why didn't Houston evacuate, if you can come up with a plan to get 6 million people out of the eye of a storm in 2 days. Let me know.
Yeah, people are saying about that. Why didn't there's no planning for this. I heard this on the radio also. There's no way to plan for this. There's no way to prevent this. It's really massive.
But there's no way to move 6 million people in 2 days.
Yeah,
we tried. What was that? Was it which storm came through before Eichen? They tried that. The hurricane that evacuated the city and people were stranded on the freeways without gas, AC and water, stuck in the middle of nowhere on a freeway.
Yeah.
And nobody had gas because the trucks couldn't get to them because the freeways were all blocked where people were running out of gas. So.
Yeah. Really sad.
And, you know, I've been talking to some friends. Most people got to understand there are neighborhoods that are flooding now that have never flooded before.
Yeah, never did.
They've never flooded. I mean, there's always places. If you live here in Houston, you know, like every time it rains hard, you know it's going to be a flood or the streets going to be flooded or they get flooded out. But this time, there are places that have never flooded before that are flooded. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
So there's no way to know. There's no way for people to know.
So,
yeah.
The best thing you can do is be prepared, is watch the news. And when they say a hurricane's heading your way, make sure you got the supplies you need and be ready to go in case you have to move.
I was pretty much ready, but, you know. I was supposed to get some visitors, some evacuees, but they decided to go somewhere else. And I don't have so much supplies here. I have supplies for one person here right now.
Yeah.
So. Anyway, let's move on, Ray. This is really sad. So,
yeah.
Anyway.
Well, no, the gay is really sad. Our gay story is really, really sad.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So, Rick Wiles. Yeah, I'm going to take this. Rick Wiles, Hurricane Harvey is punishment for Houston's affinity for the sexual perversion movement. See, gays, it's all our fault.
Mm-hmm.
End Times radio host Rick Wiles used his True News broadcast yesterday to declare that the damage caused by Hurricane Harvey is God's punishment for Houston's affinity for the sexual perversion movement. This is a proud city that in recent years boasted of its allegiance, its dedication, its devotion to the homosexual lesbian agenda, he said. Wiles asserted that Houston is under God's judgment because it formerly had a mayor who was a lesbian, currently has a pro-homosexual mayor, has persecuted Christian pastors in the city, and is among the top tier most gay-friendly cities in America. How is it working out for them right now, he asked. Here's a city that has boasted of its LGBT devotion, its affinity for the sexual perversion movement in America, and they're underwater.
Having it pinned to the former mayor, come on. I mean, it's just so unreasonable, just trying to find a reason to think that, you know, LGBT has something to do with it. There is no connection at all. And you could say, you know, what if this happened? What if Harvey happened like 10 years from now? Because Houston had a mayor 10 years ago who's gay. You're just grasping on straws there.
And the last three mayors of Houston were all out working during all this. And Anise Parker was out at the shelters.
Mm-hmm.
Bill? Or White.
Oh, Bill White.
Bill White was out. And what was the other one's name?
I forgot.
Remember his name.
The new one now.
Sylvester Stern, I think, is doing an awesome job with all this. He's been very positive. And, looking at all this, one of the things, watching all the people having to, you know, as the news agencies swarm down on them like flies on shit when they were being evacuated and being pulled out of boats and just had what belongings they had in their bag. How do you feel? I was like, bitch. How do I feel? I feel like punching you in the face. That's what I feel. most of the people were laughing. They were like, what can you do? You got to roll with the punches. You know, like I posted a video on Facebook of a family. The guy was swimming around in their house trying to catch a fish.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. Yeah. That was.
So
they're trying to get a laugh off of it in their family.
That's about all. You know, when all hell breaks loose, that's all you can do is laugh about it and move on. So.
Yep.
I don't think the gays had anything to do with it.
Just a stupid.
If we had this much power, things would be a lot different now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Although the first lady showed up in some kick-ass pumps.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
To tour the city.
So showing off their merch. showing off,
yeah,
their
showing
hats.
Off their hats and Merc. So.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Maynard, I'll let you take the geek.
Okay, the geek right now, it's something, it's something I'm looking forward to because it's very, it's coming very soon. Mercedes-Benz sees self-driving EVs, electric vehicles, as the future of car sharing. Earlier this year, Daimler announced plans to... announced plans to develop a self-driving car sharing system with fully autonomous vehicles geared towards city living. Today, the company says that the first part of that vision, Smart's Vision EQ42 concept vehicle, will be presented at the 2017 Frankfurt International Motor Show next month. The EQ42 is a level 5 fully autonomous car with no steering wheel or pedals. Kind of scary. It's all fully autonomous. Via an app, riders can hail the car and have it pick them up from wherever they like. The outside of the car has a panel in the front that can display information like who it's picking up. It's kind of privacy violation right there.
You can say,
hey, Ray. Hey there, hey.
It's like, hey, girl, hey.
Hey, girl, hey. And then, so it's like it displays who is it picking up. So that's going to be good for Uber, right, or Lyft. Yeah. That it's on its way to pick up or information for pedestrians crossing in front of it. See? Hey, girl,
watch out. Watch out.
Let's just say, yes, queen. It's just in front. So the side doors, which open upwards over the rear axle, can also display information like weather or news updates. Oh, pretty nice. Pretty nice. Inside the car, there's a large screen that can display various things depending on the rider's preferences and the lounge-like bench that can seat up to two people. The EQ42's functions can be managed with the phone or with voice controls. If a single rider is open to sharing the car with a stranger, the vehicle will suggest an additional passenger based on their location to the original trip's path, as well as information from both riders' personal profiles. So Daimler says that over 10 new electric cars are scheduled for production by 2022, ranging from small smart cars to larger SUVs. The Smart Vision EQ42 is our vision of future urban mobility. It is the most radical car sharing concept car of all. Fully autonomous with maximum communication capabilities, friendly, comprehensively personalizable, and of course, electric. Smart CEO Annette Winkler said in a statement. So I'm excited about this because it you're going to have fully autonomous cars. It's like taxis. It's like car to go. Yeah, only Ubers. You don't have to drive. It's its own Uber. You just ride in and go.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's not something that we buy. It's something you actually Mercedes-Benz would probably rent out.
Yeah,
and, you
know, it's basically like an Uber service.
Yeah, it's like a bus service only for two.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to buy a car. You can go do your grocery shopping and have the car scheduled to come pick you up, and then you load your groceries in, come home, unload them, and then it goes on its way, and you don't have to pay for a car.
Yeah, but then I'm sure that ride has a steep price on it just to ride around.
But here, you say that, and I know a lot of people that don't do anything but Uber. They don't own a car. But you look at how much gas you put in a car, mm-hmm. how much maintenance you put in a car, and how much a car costs if you're making that monthly car payment, which is cheaper in the long run based on your needs.
Yep. Mm-hmm. If you're city living, but if you're in Texas, not really. You kind of have no choice. It can be at some point, but not right now, not in the immediate. Yeah. If we're all fully electric, that'd be great. But, you know, we don't have mass transit here. Everybody wants to ride their own cars. Okay, so let's go to the next story, which is bizarre, Ray.
Okay. Woman finds tiny frog in salad, adopts it as a pet. A woman in Southern California was about to eat an organic salad last Wednesday when she found a piece of protein she didn't expect, a tiny frog. I'm halfway through my salad. As I'm going to stab another bit, I see the frog peeking out from under the salad, she told InsideEdition.com. I jump back, I scream, there's a frog in my salad. The 37-year-old woman is a strict vegetarian with meat allergies. Not knowing if she had chomped on other amphibians by accident, she ran to the bathroom where she threw up the other parts of the salad. Meanwhile, her husband shouted from the dining room, "It's still alive," the Los Angeles Times reported. After he rinsed the lemon tangy vinaigrette off the tiny frog, her hubby started rubbing the frog's belly and managed to rouse it from its stiff state. After the amazing resurrection, the couple felt it was weird about dumping the frog somewhere. Instead, they put the amphibian in an old aquarium in their home in Corona and named it Lucky, a good name considering the way the frog narrowly cheated death. The incident changed the woman's life in one way. "I will tell you right now, I have no desire ever to eat salad again. I'm petrified of the thought of salad," she told KABC-TV. She reached out to Target where she purchased the salad, and the company offered her a $5 gift card.
That's it?
The company also told her that Taylor Farms, the vendor that made the salad, is launching an investigation into the unappetizing incident, according to the Times. Still, she is happy to have a new family member.
Yeah.
"He survived so much," she told the paper. "I'm just happy he survived and I didn't eat."
But normally, wouldn't people sue for this?
I'm sure they could, but at this point, it's her word against theirs.
Yeah.
Because the lawyers could say, well, it's like people that take cockroaches in and drop it on their food in restaurants and stuff. You know, it's kind of the same thing.
No, that's so gross.
"Can you prove that frog came out of that bag, that it didn't hop into your salad while you had it sitting there prepping it or something like
that?" Yeah. So, yeah, there's no way to prep. But then $5? Come on. They gave her a $5 gift card. This could have been mailed. It's like with a greeting card saying sorry.
Yeah. It's not like it was a fried frog in her chicken nuggets that she was trying to eat.
Would you, okay, Ray, if you're eating something like that, for example, would you rather it cooked or it alive?
I'd rather it be cooked.
I'd rather it be cooked.
Because I was eating it a long time ago. I was eating in a restaurant that's no longer here, but I went to it because I used to go to it as a kid with my grandparents. It was kind of like a Luby's.
Mm-hmm.
And I went there, and they always had incredible chicken and dumplings. And I'd go there every couple weeks and have chicken and dumplings. And I went into that one day, and I picked my spoon up. I was like, "What's this black? Did they scorch something?" And it was a roach that
fell
into the pot. So I put it down, told the manager. They told me I didn't have to pay. And I was like, "Well, thank you." I got up, and I never went back to that restaurant again.
Oh, gross.
So, and then I went researching it some, and I found they had all these health violations for roaches. So I was like, yep. So.
Mm-hmm. Pretty sad.
So, yeah.
Oh, well, that's restaurant food for you. Well, in her case, she bought it from Target. Okay. Anyway, so I guess that's the show. Okay, again, guys, we just don't want to stress. If you are listening to this and you can hear me and Ray, please do donate to Red Cross and help out the victims of Hurricane Harvey. And we'll probably try to look for links for for you guys to click on the website, so you can go to the website so you could donate. It'd be easy for you guys. Okay, so special thanks to Caesar for the great articles on Facebook. Thank you, Caesar. And that's on facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre. If you want to email us, send your emails to show@gaygeekbizarre.com.
Or call and leave us a voicemail at 281-947-2327. That's 281-947-2327. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're on Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio.
Yes, and go to the official website at gaygeekbizarre.com. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
I got one shout-out, man.
Oh, go ahead.
I forgot to do a shout-out, Maynard.
All right.
Let's go back and do that. I'd like to give a shout-out to all the people that came in, brought their boats, their jet skis, and helped people evacuate from all over the country. I mean, there are people down here from Minnesota that was out with their boats picking people up today.
Mm-hmm.
A shout out to the Houston Police Department, Fire Department, rescuers, all the government agencies for doing an incredible job so far.
Also, since you mentioned that, also to the people from Louisiana. You know, when Katrina hit Louisiana, people from Houston helped them. And now it's our turn. And I heard that people with boats in Louisiana came over also and really helped the Houstonians.
Yeah, there's a whole Louisiana Cajun Army or something, Cajun Navy or something they called it, where they posted on Facebook and said, "If you need rescuing, let us know your address." And they had airboats in the water and they were going to people's houses and rescued them off Facebook's post.
Yep. So. Mm-hmm. Yes. So I'm glad for these, you know, unnamed heroes, everyone. It brings the community together, everybody helping each other. And this is where, you know, religion, sexual orientation, All those
Color.
don't matter. Color, yeah, and race and everything, it doesn't really, age and sexuality, everything. It doesn't really matter. Everybody's human and people are helping each other. And although tragedy, this happens using usually when there's a tragedy, but this is when we really see how humans and how people really help each other. So kudos to those people who've been helping the victims of Hurricane Harvey. All right, so thank you everyone for listening, and we'll catch you guys on the next show. Bye-bye.